nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
This is RDS here. Tune into The Rocket Show with host Ron Hager every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. This is RDS here. Tune into The RDS Gate Show Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
And now Liberace with I Don't Care from 1956. Yes, Lee, take it away.
I don't care if the birds in the trees never sing, if the flowers don't bloom in the spring. As long as you care for me, I don't care if the moon doesn't shine quite so bright, if the stardust should fade out of sight. As long as you care for me, you know your love means all the world to me. To know, to have, and to hold, without your love, what would my poor life be? It's worth every fortune in gold. I don't care if it's August, December, or June, For my heart sings a wonderful tune. As long as you care for me, it's August, December, or June. For my heart sings a wonderful tune. As long as you care for me.
Gentlemen, I sincerely hope you've enjoyed the American music that we brought you on our program today. On behalf of everyone in our show, I'd like to thank you for being such a wonderful audience. On behalf of my brother George and the members of his orchestra, and of course myself, thanks a million. And this is Liberace in Hollywood saying, I'll see you in the morning sun. And when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Liberace show from the early 50s, my dear friends. Now, in memory of him, I'll be doing I'll Be Seeing You. Yes, by RDS Music, in memory of Liberace. I hope I passed this audition. Seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's warm and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night
is new. I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Every lovely summer's day, in everything that's warm and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Absolutely heavenly. And yes, Della Reese is next with Don't You Know from, I think, 1960. I hope. Della, are you here, Della? Dear Della.
Don't you know I have fallen in love with you for the rest of my whole life through? From the very day that you happened to come my way, can't you see I'm under your spell? By the look in my eyes, can't you tell? I want you so. Don't you know?
Fabulous Della Reese. And now, my dear friends, Wichita Lineman, yes, by RDS Music, in memory of Glenn Campbell. Glenn, Ringo, where are you? Ringo!
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. fire. I can hear you through the wine and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. It snows that stretch down south, won't stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
line. Don't you just love that drumming in the end on this background here? Now let's go get stoned by Ray Charles. I know he'll pass the audition from 1965. Yes, we're turning the clock back.
Wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few pennies, I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin, and then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, listen, you know I work so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place.
harm. Take a little nip, but don't you fall down and bust your lip. No, no. Everybody wants to come on and go with me. I'm gonna tell you one more time what I'm gonna do.
Absolutely stellar by Ray Charles. Look What They Done to My Song in Memory of Melanie by RDS Music. I certainly hope I pass the audition. Ringo, are you here? Melanie, I hope you're listening. Melanie, are you listening? Ringo.
Look what they done to my song. Look what they done to my song. Well, it's the only thing I can do half right, turning out all wrong, Mom. Look what they done to my song. Wish I could find a good book to live in. Wish I could find a good book. Well, if I could find a real good book, I'd never have to come out and look again. But what they done to my song. Look what they done to my brain, Mom. Look what they done to my brain. Well, they picked it clean like a chicken bone. I think I'm half insane, Mom. Look what they done to my brain. What they done to my song, Mom. Look what they done to my song. Well, they tied it up in a plastic bag, turned it upside down, Mom. Look what they done to my song. Well, it's the only thing that I can do half right. It's turning out all wrong. Oh, Mama, look what they've done to my song. Look what they've done to my song, Mom. Look what they've done to my song. Well, it's the only thing that I can do half right. It's turning out all wrong. Oh, Mama, look what they've done to my song.
Hello, Mata by Sherman. Hello, Mata. Are you there? Alan? Alan? Alan?
daughter. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh mother father, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata fata, kindly disregard this letter.
Absolutely stellar. Now Pink Floyd with The Wall. Oh my God, Pink Floyd with The Wall. Take two, Pink Floyd. The only progressive band song I ever liked, I think.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Classroom.
Now, my dear friends, in memory of John Lennon, I'm doing Imagine. I certainly hope I pass the audition and Yoko doesn't sue me. Take it away, Ringo. To the RDS Gate Show, Sundays 10 p.m. Eastern on RFD Radio. Be there or be square. It promises to be a screamer. Hello all and welcome to the latest RDS Gate Show for April 14, I believe, 2024, within the turbulence of life, within the everyday hazards of living. Yes, no more freaky times, no more masks. We don't have to worry about any of that anymore. Oh no, we're not getting sick. Isn't it strange I've just disappeared? Yeah, it's cloudy, yes, and was raining the last couple of days. It rains here terribly often. I don't know why it is in England. I mean, it's not even on the same latitude. It's just terrible. Oh my God. Do you know what I've been called in the last 20 minutes before the show? I Was Called a Warlock by Cecil Pepper. Cecil, why did you call me a warlock? Isn't that a witch?
You warlock. You warlock.
He's saying that because I'm speaking into a box. He doesn't know. He's from 1749.
1733.
Okay. That's a couple of years, or at least not a century. You know, you shouldn't... I'm an adult. You should not call me a warlock. A warlock, I believe, is a male witch. Isn't it, Cecil?
Yes.
Are there no factories? Are there no... Are there no factories? Are there no workhouses? Are there no...
No. No.
I'm only kidding. I'm not going to send you to a factory, you wealthy brat from 1732.
1733.
Get back on the horse, please, and rock your little life away. Oh, my God, Cecil, do you still like Ringo?
Yes.
Well, that's all I need. At least he likes me. I imagine being called a warlock. I'm not a witch. Oh, let me say hello to everyone here. On this terribly dreary day. It's so dreary. It's unreal. It's so mystifyingly dreary. It's like that every time I record the show. My God, hello, Ron. And wonderful Rich in heaven. Last week I said hello, Ron and Rich in heaven. Oh, my God. A mistake there. Hello, Kurt, if you're here, Clay and Rachel, hope they're listening, and Brian and Renee, and maybe Kevin, and who else? Anyone else? Coda, maybe? Coda, on the off chance. I mean, whoever is listening in the sound of my voice, I hope you're listening, because this is the latest gay show from April 14th, 2024. This is the Roaring Twenties. Not the Roaring Twenties of the 1920s. It's a different 100 years later, and it's worse. Now let me say, what did we hear? Oh my God, I don't want to miss that, do we? We heard Liberace in the beginning with I Don't Care, a 45 that was released in 1956. Not sure what it scored. It wasn't that in the top 10 because a lot of people were in that rock and roll time. But still, a lot of people loved them then. I followed it with the I'll Be Seeing You by RDS Music. Don't You Know by the fabulous, wonderful Della Reese. Wichita Lineman, my classic, by RDS. Don't you like that ending? Don't you like that drum work? It sounds better than the original on the end of it. Let's Go Get Stoned by Ray Charles. Wonderful Ray Charles from 1965. Look What They Done to My Song in Memory of Melanie. Yes, I hope she liked it. Hello, Mada. Hello, Fada. Yes, Alan Sherman. I don't know why I never did that song over again. And, of course, I played the Pink Floyd. The Pink Floyd album there. The Wall. Probably the only progressive rock song that I like. There might be another one, I'm not sure. And then to end it was Imagine by RDS Music in memory of John Lennon. I certainly hope I pass the audition. Maybe Yoko, maybe I'll get lucky and Yoko will sue me. I'll have something to look forward to. So, my dear friends, the RDS Gate Show comes on every Sunday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern, followed by an older show, not that old. And also, it's on from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern in the evening time, followed by Clay and Rachel's wonderful show, the world according to them. And let's not forget Kurt Erickson with Texas Roadkill from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. And Rockamania, the rocket show on a Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And all the other wonderful shows, which I don't remember, but I know they're on here. Oh, my dear. I hope you like the song. I still hear that buzzing. Stop buzzing. I don't want to tap too much or else I'll have to start the show all over again, and I don't want to do that. No, I really don't. So what can I do? I will be reading, of course, from Gate Magazine. I certainly hope you like my reading. The meds just kicked in. Yes, the meds kicked in and the alcohol kicked in earlier. Of course, the smoking. I miss the Havana cigar I used to smoke here. But I quit smoking 5 years ago. And even then, I didn't smoke that much anyway. It's better not smoking. I mean, it really is. You don't have that smell in my components. I had a load of... It lingered, the smell, whatever you were doing. If you were attempting to repair something, which, of course, I couldn't do. Because, I mean, if you give me a screwdriver, I'll probably wind up killing myself. But it gets into the mechanics, the components, the electronic parts of whatever you're doing. Like my keyboard, this one won't smell. You know, it's 5 years and better that I haven't smoked. So everything now smells nice and fresh. Oh, yes. I can't think of anything. Maybe the smell of liquor? I mean, well, I don't even drink that much. Oh, my God. What am I going to read? Let me shake these glasses off here. Let me shake them off. Hello, is everyone here listening? I hope you're here and intentively listening. UFO leaks continue. Yes, UFO leaks continue and are even more disturbing by people in the know that were behind the scenes and are coming out with things now. They figure before they buy the farm, let's get it off our chest and educate the public. Air Force veteran and former member of the intelligence community, David Grush, continues to share more of what he knows about government involvement with UFOs. When asked during an interview with Joe Rogan about how many biological entities our government knows, Grush replied, "There is a variety, but the total numbers of what's interacting with us on Earth." I mean, nobody knows what I've talked with people who are familiar with the biological analysis and everything. Yeah, I'm getting mixed up too, what you're writing here. We have some idea, but not the complete picture. We don't even understand their physiological attitude at all. Physiology at all. It's very different. He added that while our government has used the term extraterrestrial, it was only one possible origin. Grush also spoke about OGA in caps, Office of Global Access, and stated that the government office is responsible for gaining and facilitating access to UFO crash sites around the world. CIA official Doug Wolf helped establish the OGA in 2023. I never heard of him. And serves as its deputy director. A new word. OGA. A three-letter word. The OGA oversees special black operation military units that conduct UFO retrieval missions, and the unit includes SEAL teams and the Delta Force under the Pentagon's Joint Special Operations Command. Mr. Grush said his sources told him that the UFOs retrieved were in various physical conditions. Two were intact, but the others were damaged. His sources also said that the U.S. uses advanced technology to detect cloaked alien craft both within and outside the U.S. Let me lower this a bit here. Yes, just slightly. During another interview on December 14, 2023 with Tucker Carlson. Oh, yes, Tucker Carlson. Now he knows all about UFOs, the one that was booted from Fox. Grush once again stated that the U.S. government has retrieved biological bodies from crashed UFO sites and that they were non-human. Tucker brought up the sensitive topic about the potential harm or killing of individuals connected to the government's UFO program. Now that's important. Something he finally is, it makes sense that he's saying now, instead of being his political garbage. Mr. Grush responded by acknowledging concerns that were raised by individuals who approached him, and he did express worries about the potential harm. Grush admits that since he went public with what he knows about UFOs, that his life has become a nightmare. Yes, he might disappear too. The desert is awful big, isn't it? He says there have been times when he felt like his life was in jeopardy, and he reported the threats and surveillance to a counterintelligence element and law enforcement. That's what he thinks, he said. He said the threats not only affected him, but also impacted his wife. He says he doesn't know the identities of those involved, because when you open your mouth, Mr. Grush, things can happen. Daniel Sheehan, an attorney who represented former intelligence officer Luis Elizondo, continues to question why just a select few have the right to withhold UFO information from the public. Yes, why? During an interview, Sheehan said he was made aware that there are a number of different species here. Oh, God. I know there's a grays, we know that. About half a dozen have been identified, and they probably come from different star systems. We don't know if they have some kind of coalition or federation or how they cooperate among themselves. This coalition monitors the evolution of life on different planets, including Earth, he said. There's evidence that there's been communication with these extraterrestrial beings. And we're kept in the dark. Of course we are. Yes, we'll buy the farm and never know, will we? That goes against our Constitution, it does, to hide everything. Sheehan said 40 witnesses have come forward with compelling evidence supporting the existence of UFOs. These witnesses are from the aerospace industry's involvement with reverse engineering for the purpose of new weapon development. Where are we? Sheehan labeled it as extraordinary serious problem. During a conversation with astronaut Edward Mitchell, he was told about teleportation experiments, and Mitchell hinted there was a connection with how UFOs travel. Just recently retired near Admiral Tim Gallaudet, a former head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, had advocated for increased transparency regarding UFOs and UAPs. UAPs. In an interview with the News Nation, I think that's Blair's favorite channel now. He gave up on Fox. The News Nation, he implied that the government has had encounters with non-human intelligence. He further added, this technology, we're still trying to learn. We're still trying to learn about it and could give us an advantage in any military conflict. He also expressed his belief that it is time to disclose the interactions with this non-human intelligence to the public and shared his support for the claims made by David Grush. We should be told, but we never will. Will we? In November 2023, the Daily Mail published a bombshell story discussing impending UFO disclosure. Retired UFO Army Colonel Carl E. Neal was invited to a Stanford University conference to present a plan aimed at achieving greater transparency. He also discussed the Manhattan Project. Remember that? The Manhattan Project, dedicated to reverse engineering recovered from UFOs and UAPs. What is that? Unidentified aerial something P. During the conference, he indicated his hope for full disclosure by October 1st, 2030. 2030. Yes, we would have bought the farm, many of us, as we're getting older. 2030 is not around the corner. It's still 6 years away, whatever the hell it is. The Daily Mail information was based on the first ever symposium of the new nonprofit Soul Foundation, a group educated to seeking serious research into UFOs and their effect on the world. Lower this, please. You're getting too loud, you ghosts! Ghosts. The Soul Foundation, a group dedicated to seeking serious research into UFOs and their effect on the world. The foundation was formed in response to the Defense Intelligence Agency's decision not to release classified information about UFOs for reasons of national security. Yes, they're afraid we're going to jump off a Brooklyn Bridge. Yes, we're going to jump off the London Bridge, a big 50 feet, whatever it is. We're all going to die. Yes, we're going to get so afraid. Where are we? We are 56. Where's my glasses? Minutes into the last part of it, of the show here. The Daily News also recently revealed that the Pentagon is worried about the possibility of an attack from the occupants of UFOs. The document, which was made public by the Office of Inspector General, says the USA does not have enough resources to track and analyze UFOs that could pose a danger to national security. Oh yes, all the information is put on the rug or just hide it. The document issued August 2023 is titled Evaluation of the DOD's Actions Regarding Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon. That's it. And states that UFOs, whether from another planet or somewhere else, are a serious threat. He also acknowledges how difficult it is to prepare for an attack from an unknown enemy with unknown capabilities and intentions. The document also admits that some UFOs could be invisible or undetectable with our current military technology. And that ends this wonderful article. Whistleblowers, please beware. that Nevada is a large desert area, and you can easily be buried there and you will never be found. May God be with you, David Grush, and the rest of you. UFO leaks continue and are even more disturbing. It is. Yes, because we're never going to know anything, believe me. What's going on? Let me check my time here. We are 57 minutes and 44 seconds. I think from British I went Southern American. Yes. Well, almost 58 minutes. That was the longest article I think I ever read from Gate Magazine. Oh my God. And the music is getting louder and louder. What's going on? I never did do the loop over. No. I said, the hell with it. I didn't really bother with it. Well, put that in your hat and smoke it. Or pot, whatever it is. Oh gosh. Do I have time for another article? I don't even think so. So what do you think about that? UFO leaks continue and are even more disturbing. We will not know anything. It'll be kept private. NASA will say nothing. The four-letter word. We will still have the 10, 11, 12 second delay on every video that's out there. We'll never know anything. We'll never see anything. Will we? You know darn right. They're afraid. They don't. Well, you can't blame them the way they don't want mass hysteria. But we're not going to do that. If they told me that someone right now landed on the lawn of the White House, an extraterrestrial, a flying saucer, would I jump off a 12-story building because of that? No! No! I'd get my bazooka ready and a nice bottle of vodka and drink it with a straw and just wait for them to come for us. Well, my friends, we're getting down the last 30 minutes. I hope you liked the show this week. It was exciting. Wasn't the article exciting? Oh, yes, it was. Beware of the black-eyed kids and the entities, the shadow people and all those juicy people. Until we meet again, this is RDS from RDS Studios in New York. Good night until next week. Peace.